Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I've been asked to fill this happy little void in time with what's called a kicker, which got me to thinking, why is it called a kicker? I've been in this business for a long time, and the last funny story is always called a kicker. So I kind of did a little digging, and what I found was it was kind of a kick at the end, dating back to some old vernacular. And I've also been asked to write a couple of blogs a week by the powers that be here at the old Radio Ranch, which got me to thinking on that. Why is it called a blog? Why not a farp or a derble? Well, as I'm not one to really let things lie, I had to find out. Some will no doubt know why it's called a blog. I didn't, but I do now. From Wikipedia, a blog, a portmanteau of a term, weblog. This then began the unraveling of my metaphoric sweater. What in the world is a portmanteau? So again, I had to go look it up from Wikipedia. Portmanteau, word, is a combination of two words, or words or morphemes, into one new word. I think you can see where this is going. Back to Wikipedia I go, this time for morphemes. What in the world is a morpheme? Morpheme is the smallest, semantically meaningful unit in language. It's then that it dawned on me. That's why smart people look at sports guys like me like we have a third ear growing just above our nose. If I mention a yellow hammer at a baseball game, a sports fan knows that's a curveball. If the Mike Backer blitzes at a football game, a sports fan's going to know someone's going to get pounded. If there's a hat trick, you know that it's not some schlub pulling the rabbit out of a top hat, but the egghead, air parentheses, smart guy or gal, has the same expression as I did when I saw portmanteau. I'm curious, do you think they'll go look it up? It's unfathomable, maybe even unconscionable that they would. Go look it up, that is. I had to, T-O-O, or should that be two T-O? I don't know, but I guess we can figure out what I'm going to talk about next time. I'll just title it two T-O-B or not T-O-O-B. That, in this case, is the question. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.